Barrett Kohler Publishers presents Reinventing Masculinity, The Liberating Power of Compassion and Connection. Written by Edward M. Adams and Ed Frauenheim. Narrated by Jeff Hoyt. Foreword. I was delighted to be asked to write a foreword for this audiobook by Ed Adams and Ed Frauenheim, because it offers deep insights into the problematic nature of modern masculine identities. What we become as men is so much out of our control. We didn't choose to be a male, to have the genes, bodies, and the early life social conditioning we have. Males often engage in aggressive competition with other males for reproductive opportunities. Females, too, create their own hierarchies. We find our social competition culturally textured. We find ourselves with impulses, attitudes, and beliefs about the way we should be. For men, this is typically some archetypal version of a hero prepared to sacrifice life and limb for kin and country, for honor and tribute. We are to be tough and fearless, to hide emotions of fear, grief, vulnerability, and despair, to be the right stuff. We live in fear of being shamed as a wimp or a coward, as unwanted or irrelevant. As so much entertainment infecting young males demonstrates, from James Bond myths to Superman and the Avengers, it's all about power to defeat the other. This audiobook highlights the fact that it doesn't have to be like that. Indeed, new evidence suggests that during the few million years we evolved into hunter-gatherers, males were relatively non-aggressive. Their status was gained through altruism, caring, and sharing, and sexuality was open. Our basic nature has been deeply corrupted. Modern cultures have basically driven us all crazy. Yet we're also beginning to understand the evolution of emotional needs and what brings out the best and worst in us. With such insights, many of which are expertly outlined in this audiobook, we can gain new awareness about who we are and what we can become. We can consider if the roles we inherited are good for us, for our relationships, and indeed for humanity. The reality is they are not, and they haven't been for many thousands of years. Modern anthropologists are finding that early humans were not particularly aggressive. Instead, scholars are pointing to very peace-loving and caring human beings in the hunter-gatherer groups that were the primary social structure that shaped our minds. In fact, it's likely that human intelligence and language evolved partly because we focused on developing.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?